News for Moraville, January 9th, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka. In studio, Samuel. Today's weather forecast shows clear skies until Sunday, when there is a chance of rain. Temperatures range from 21 to 28 degrees, with northeast winds 21 to 25 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt of a recording by Danielle of the general meeting concerning the current economic situation presented by the Budget Coordination Committee last Wednesday. The meeting begins with a significant quote from Sri Aurobindo about money.
Sri Aurobindo's the book, The Mother, which has six chapters in it. There is one chapter entirely on money, the wealth. The whole purpose of bringing our attention to this is that in integral yoga, money has a significant role. It is not that money has a significant role, to put it correctly, is a right attitude towards money has a significant role. Unlike all other yogas, which give a different attitude towards money, but Sri Aurobindo has integrated to the whole part of yoga. And the first sentence of this goes, money is the visible sign of universal force, and this force, in its manifestation on earth, works on the vital and physical planes and is indispensable to the fullness of the outer life. It is indispensable for our outer life. But we are all drawn here, inspired to be here. We have left so many things behind us, only to live here, to realize the dream, to realize our aspiration, which is the sole purpose for which we are here. That is not only the outer life, has a deep inner life. Our outer life is meaningless without this inner life. Because we need to live here, sustain ourselves, manage the community, and live for the future, manifest something for the future, we need this outer manifestation, and for that money is needed. But the whole purpose is the inner life. And in yoga, integral yoga, this both inner life and outer life are harmonized and integrated. That all of you know.
Next week, Pongal returns, the 14th, 15th, and 16th of January. It's celebrated by Tamils across the world. Pongal, at least 1,000 years old, is celebrated by Tamils worldwide, but originated in Tamil Nadu. Pongal in Tamil means boiling over, as in boiling the milk over, and that's considered to denote future prosperity for the family. Traditionally celebrated at harvest time, it's a celebration of prosperity. The rain, the sun, and the cows are duly thanked. New clothes are worn, old clothes and materials are burned, marking the end of the old and the emergence of the new. Houses are decorated with colorful kolams. Pongal is the time to thank relatives and friends for their support during the harvest. Although it did start as a farmer's festival, today it's become a national festival for all Tamils, irrespective of their origins, caste, or even religion. A new class is being offered in a series of three. It's about learning to fall safely without getting hurt, learning to minimize tension in the body, and develop a healthy, fear-free relationship with the ground. The class promises to be fun, as it's practice-based, and it's open to any age and skill level at Pitanga on Friday the 9th, 5 to 6 p.m., and on the 16th and 23rd, 2:30 to 6 p.m. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.